Hello, your host is back with you. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is called A Voice of a People, and we are live here on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also on that website, you can scroll down to the black box and the white arrow and tap on that, and you can always listen to the live program. Okay, also, you can download free app on any electronic device, and the app is called TuneIn. Once you download TuneIn, search WWGH. Take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Or, I know some of you are watching live. If you would like to be a part of our conversation, please call 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. I think I'm going to start putting that in the caption.
Oh, okay.
That would be... All right. Yeah. All right. Now, as I said today, maybe I didn't say this, but today is January 25th. All you New Year's resolutions out there... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Revolutionary news. Them peoples.
Revolutionaries.
The ones that decided that they're going to do the same thing this year that they did last year.
Start and stop.
Well, you know, some of us don't even start.
Keep it going. Keep it going. We're going to encourage you to keep on going. Oh, my.
Ooh, Jesus, I got on the scale and it talked back.
Did it? Well, I think they do have scales that talk back, though, don't they? They have everything anymore.
They ain't sexy either.
No. No, no.
Hey, get your ass off me. You're too heavy, boy. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. We ain't supposed to cuss online.
On air?
Yeah.
Yeah, on air or online, right? Okay.
You ain't supposed to.
Okay, we're not supposed to do that.
Well.
The voice you hear in the background is Willie Harris. He's my guest today.
Oh, she just ratted me out.
Yeah, that's Willie Harris.
Snitches. Something like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's my guest today. And
guess what?
What's that?
I'm guessing.
My guest.
You said I was your guest.
Guest.
Oh,
that's T on the end, yeah.
Okay,
we're not going to guess. Yeah, he is my guest. All right, he is the founder of Tap One. You can locate that on YouTube. Also, he and his son has a new one coming out titled Now and Then. And also, he is the author of a book titled This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing. So how are you today, Willie?
Well, one step above excellence.
Amen. Amen. That is great. That is great. Now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. Let me get that out the way. And I guess it's kind of a long one, but it's a good one. And it's titled, Spiritual Change Skill. There is nothing more certain than that the world will continue to change. Accepting and not resisting this is the first and most important inner skill in this frenetically changing modern world. Life tests us every day to see how well we have developed this ability. Equally, there is nothing more real than the inner space within each of us that never ever changes. We may change our thoughts, our feelings, even our sense of who we are, but we fail to visit the unchanging century of our own self. The ability to be in this inner space where our peace is found, when all around would prefer chaos and crisis, is the deepest spiritual change skill. It is the eye of the storm. It is the oasis in the desert. It is the place where peace is power. Call in today. You'll be surprised how much it can influence the change, everything and everyone around you. Now, I didn't really realize that this thought for today takes me back to a question you asked me.
Okay. Go ahead.
And it had to do with change.
Okay.
You asked me, had I been transformed? Didn't you ask me that earlier?
I did indeed. Mm-hmm.
So that's what this thought for today touches on. Spiritual change skill.
Cool.
Okay. So why did you ask me that question earlier?
Because being a person with the kind of imagination that I have and I've touched a lot of spiritual people that had some spiritual things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some stuff that I thought was pretty amazing that in the natural world couldn't be explained. And The only time that I've seen any of these types of things was when I was transformed at that moment. Mm-hmm. And that's all I can tell you. And if you haven't experienced it, you'll never understand it. If you have, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And keep it to yourself.
Right.
Because people scared of that type of thing, because when you start talking about tapping into the power that God has allowed us to tap into, people get, you know, they get a little antsy about it. Because people don't know how they feel about it.
Right.
How do you feel about tapping into the power of God?
Oh, I feel great about it. I guess the older I get, the more I'm learning that how the possibility of it daily. Mm-hmm. You know, because you know when you're young and you're just maybe a new Christian and getting into God and what's possible for you, things that you wouldn't even imagine, you know, because we just live our life. Right. You know, we live and move and have our being, which we think is in us, and then we learn it's in Him. Mm-hmm. You know, that these things are happening for us. But to be able to say, Lord, I need you today, and He's there, mm-hmm. you know, help leading you and guiding you throughout your day, you know.
Exactly. I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's a good thing that we do have someone other than ourselves to tap into.
Man, I tell you, I'm glad for myself.
Right.
Because what happens when you reach in and you can't touch it? You can't get to it. You just can't go on. I mean, you need to be able to call on somebody
Amen.
Or something
Amen.
That's got more than you have. Because, you know, when you at your end, especially almost drowned one time, speaking of getting at your end's wits, first of all, let this be a lesson to myself. When you on the beach, and you can swim, and you know you can't swim but so far out, don't swim past your distance. And you got to learn that in life. Don't go past your distance. Even if you got somebody that's so crazy saying, come on, man. Come on, you can do it. Don't listen to them. Man, you can't do it. So, you know, I'm listening to him. A guy named was Sims. And he was intoxicated, you know. And he was a much better swimmer than I was. He swam out past the second sandbar. For those that been out on the beach, you know what sandbars are. For those that don't know, you can stand up on some of them. I should have stopped at that first one. I kept going.
Did you?
Kept wow. going, man. And I got between the first one and the second one, and I got tired, so I decided, I said, okay, well, I can rest, so.
And you were swimming out there in the middle. Oh,
wow. Jaws hadn't came out yet.
Okay.
So that wasn't in my mind. But what I thought I could do, I said, okay, well, let me see how deep it is where I am. So what I decided I was going to do is I said, I'll just stop treading water and just go down and, you know, see if my feet could touch water.
Right.
And after I went down so many feet, it scared me because I went down too far. And I realized how deep a water I was in. Mm. So when I came up like a missile, fighting the water. So you're already getting ready to drown, you know, because you're fighting yourself. So I came up out that water, man, like a U-boat.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I swam back. And here's where I messed up. I should have stopped and rested on that first sandbar that I passed on the way out. And I didn't. Wisdom.
Wow.
See, didn't have none.
Mm-hmm.
I let fear jump in there. Mm. And as I said in one of my podcasts, you got to put fear behind you. If it's in front of you, it'll tell you swim past somewhere where I could have stopped and literally stood up and got my breath and got my bearings and everything. But because of fear, I swam past that, over top of about a foot of water now, over that, back into deeper water to swim to the to get to the beach itself. And so I finally swam to the point to where I couldn't swim no more. I hadn't drank so much water. I must have drank about a cup full. It wasn't that much. But it felt like 2 gallons. Seat water. That stuff nasty, too.
I bet it is. Because it's naturally salty, right? Salt water?
I don't know how come it's salty, but it's nasty. That's all I can tell you. So when I finally collapsed, because I couldn't swim no further, I fell right on the water, and the water where I fell, it didn't even run over the top of my body. It was just, I could just, if I'd have just stopped panicking, which is another thing.
Right.
I could have just stood up about 20, 30 strokes back. But I was in such a panic, man. And I mean, I drank water. Water ran out my mouth and nose, man, for about a week.
Oh, my.
I'm serious. Like when I would bend over, water would just run out my nose.
Oh, my.
You know, not like a faucet, but it would trickle out and stuff, you know, and I was like, shh. And then Jaws came out, and that was the end of my going to the beach swimming.
So you were out.
Well.
For the count. Jaws.
I talk about this in my book. Okay. That me and a friend was at the beach, and he panicked. And he was one of these kind of guys that, you know, he was older than me, so I kind of looked up to him, so I believed him. And this was like Jaws had just been out. And you got like, when you're on a beach, you know, you got little fish swim around you and nip on you and stuff because, you know, for whatever. And that's what had happened with him, man. And he panicked and act like Jaws was getting at him and started running. And he ran, and by him running, I think I started screaming shark. I don't think he said nothing about shark. I think I might have said that, but, you know, I didn't know what he was. I thought it had to be a shark. That's what is in my mind. And it was about to kill him, too. In my mind, it was about to get him. And so I hollered shark, and in about maybe 5 minutes, there was nobody in the water. I mean, we cleared that whole beach. And then when we got back to the barracks, he told me, somebody, yo, man, you know what? He said, it might have been, don't even say nothing, I'll bust you in the mouth. Don't say nothing, I'll bust you right in the mouth. Because he know good and well it wasn't, because he just panicked.
Right.
Here again.
Wow, panic.
So the word of the day is don't panic. Especially if you're in a snowstorm. And you know, that happened to me the other day, too.
What's that? Panic?
No, I didn't panic because God is my witness. That's why I love him, man. Because a car, you know, and God had me in such a beautiful frame of mind. Me and my son is rapping and talking about something, and the car's coming. It was the last snow we had, the big snow.
Okay.
And somebody's coming towards me.
Bad storm, yeah.
And for some reason, I just knew to be cautious because God had it on my mind. You know that car spent out of control and spent almost in. Let me tell you what it did. It spent coming towards, because he was coming towards me. Mm-hmm. He spent, and his back end came into my car. And I could hear the voice of God saying, just let up off the accelerator. We're going to speed this process up. And his car whipped around, and I didn't have to try to swerve or nothing. And as I was passing him, I could literally see the back end of his car going past my door handle and stuff. I mean, that's how close he was. And he straightened, and he spent all the way around and straightened up. I kept going, but I cussed, y'all. Boy, did I cuss. I did. You just have to forgive me because I sure did. Because, first of all, he had a great car. He had on no lights. It's snowing, and he going faster than 10 miles an hour. And then when it was a young person, looked like it could have been somebody old, too, because I'm getting old. So we blame everything on the youngster, and they think we do it. But anyways, man, that dude was driving. That person was driving too fast. I couldn't really see who it was in the car because it was small.
And once he hit that ice or whatever, he couldn't
stop.
Too late then.
And then, you know, they panicked, but thank God that it was controlled, you know?
It says panic. Sudden, uncontrollable fear or anxiety, often causing wildly unthinking behavior.
Yeah.
Because you can't think when you're so overwhelmed with panic, right? And anxiety.
You know.
You'll kill yourself, won't you?
I think so. Like, it's impossible to do those two things at once.
Right, you right. Know?
So you can't panic and be confident at the same time about something. Because while you panicking, where are you confident? And if you're confident, you ain't got no reason to panic. But you should be concerned about stuff.
And I get that, because you have to be concerned. Now, panic, I used to have panic attacks. I used to get all out of sorts, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know where they was coming from, but I do know that they are associated with fear. It's like you said, right, like you were out there in the water, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, you hit the panic button, you know, but then you can't operate like you should operate, you know, like you would if you hadn't been afraid, you know. Mm-hmm. But I get that because, you know, that's a lot more water than you can drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though you consume quite a bit, but.
And, you know, and we talked at one time in about internally how you speak to yourself and your mental.
Yes.
And a lot of times, man, the dialogue that you're having kind of helps you to determine whether you're going to panic or not. If you always the kind of person that's kind of looking out for stuff and afraid of things and, you know, woe is me type of a person, it can cause you to be panicky too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So we just kind of have to, man, find our center, man, whatever that means for you, and learn to just live with yourself.
True.
Love yourself.
True.
I was telling a friend of mine this morning, say, you know, if you can learn to love me the way I want to love and let me love you the way you want to be loved, we can get along. If we love each other the way the other person wants you to be loved. But if you just tell me how you want to love me, I'm going to love you like this. Yeah, okay. You out the group. And don't even know it. Be loving me the way I don't want to be loving, buying me something I don't want.
Well, that can be something, too. Like, what a gift certificate. What about that? And then you go buy what you want. That all right?
I might want you to go and buy something for me. I don't know, man. You know, just
but you have to tell people what you like.
Just to tell.
I guess we should ask also.
If you can't come up to me and do the Vulcan mind melt like me and the Vulcans can do, where we put this on there, and your mind to my mind, your thoughts to my thoughts, y'all out there know what I'm speaking. Uh-oh, excuse me. I got a couple of y'all. Okay, just snap out of it. Okay, you're back.
Almost put that Vulcan grip on.
Almost
them.
Put that Vulcan. No, that's this up here.
Okay, yeah, on the shoulder. Okay.
Good thing I was a Vulcan. You come back. You know, I almost couldn't come back from that. Y'all ain't never seen a Vulcan hit itself. That's how they do. But anyway, whatever we was talking about, it was probably real.
Well, we was talking about the panic. We was talking about out there in the water.
Yeah.
What else were we talking about?
Just have a fear of things.
Yeah. Fear.
You know, and, fear. You know, people got all kinds of little cute things to say for fear. But it's been said, and y'all have heard on this show, because I've said it. We're only born with the fear of loud sounds and the fear of falling.
Well, yeah, because you're a baby, and you're up high all the time.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but, you know, somebody in the medical field told me that one time, and I went with it because they say, you know, when they grab a baby's finger when he's first born and pull it up, the first thing the baby do is grip because it doesn't want to fall.
Right.
And then they usually make a loud noise. Now, they spank the babies, too. I think that's just some malice. People just hate babies, hitting babies and beating on babies like that. It's wrong.
It is wrong.
Linda said it's wrong, but the way she looked is like she done spanked some babies before.
not that little, but yeah.
Baby spanker. Yeah.
Because,
nah,
you know, we come into this world with sin. You don't have to teach a child how to be bad.
I didn't come in with no sin.
That's our
sin
nature.
Sin was thrusted upon me.
Adam,
before I came
yes.
in, and then as I came in, I guess you could say I came in sin. Yeah, go ahead, baby. I'm just
Adam. Yeah, it was thrust on all of us, right?
You know they're gonna protect him, and he's gonna be in protective service, protective
custody,
custody in heaven. I'm sure he is. Well, everybody out there know they're gonna look for him.
I'm not. I don't even care.
Oh yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Well, especially when, his hell, right?
Especially when God come to you and say, you know what, Linda, look over there. Look at all the stuff you could have had.
Oh, my.
I mean, all that right there, you'd be like, oh, my goodness, Jesus, what is all of this? Who owns this? He said, I brought you in your room. You could have got all this if you just only known. And you said, well, what happened? Adam? Could Jesus be snitching? Adam, the boy Adam. If he hadn't messed it up, shh. If Adam hadn't messed it up for you, you could have had all this. But look what he did. No, he all, Mr. I'm going to do what she tell me. And next thing you know, B. bit by the snake, which is love. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't come on. All y'all out there know what that means too. So my point is, no fear and no panicking.
Yes, because panic means you're out of control.
Which I am most of the time.
out of control.
But you know what? I just love life, man. And I tell people that all the time. You got to learn to embrace life. What little bit you have and what Amen. Little bit you've lived. Learn to embrace it. Laugh more. Because that's what I'm going to do.
Same here.
Please.
Yes, same here.
You got a choice between getting hurt and tickled. I'd rather for you to tickle me than hurt me.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So, for all you rough people out there, maybe some people like that, because I ain't into that. Not much. Well, I ain't confessing. I'm only serious. You know, because people take stuff the right way and first down and figure the wrong thing out. And the next thing you know, your name will be on billboards and stuff. And I'm like, guess what he said he did? You know? That's how folk get locked up.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And me too. I'm going to tell on somebody.
Get into stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily get into. But yeah. So here we are. Mm-hmm. 2023, which is a brand new year, still brand new, still in the first month. It's almost gone though, but we're still there. Mm-hmm. And so what are you looking forward to this year?
For this year?
Mm-hmm.
I had asked for something that I may have been premature about asking for, because I believe that you can ask for certain things. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I really honestly didn't want to go through the process of getting what I asked for, and I didn't know how much of the process was going to be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking for what I asked for, and I want to back up and kind of look at what God is putting in front of me that he wants me to do, because of course, you know, being in Amway and all those types of things, you can learn to reach higher than what you're really able to reach. You know, and so I think that it's just, I'm going to back up and kind of let some of this stuff develop. Now, I already know that it's got something to do with messaging and speaking and, mm-hmm. and enlightenment and that sort of thing. And that's all cool. And this is all just part of the development.
Right.
You know, that's why I look forward to coming here and speaking, because it's all part of the whole development.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people say they've been on a radio show?
That's true.
You see?
Right.
I mean, more than once and twice.
Right.
See? So, and get invited back. And that's the main key right there. You know, come in acting crazy. I mean, you know, have fun and do what you're supposed to, but try to get some points across to some people and stuff.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So. It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool because, you know, like I said, new year, new trials, new tribulations, mm-hmm. but also new victories, right?
So do you have any?
I'm kind of like you. Stay the course.
Stay in the course.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency.
Stay the course. Yes. Stay
Consistency
the course.
Is the main key.
Mm-hmm. There's not much else I can do because... I don't want to reach too. I always have goals and I always have aims, but mm-hmm. I want to, like what you say, tackle what's in front of me first,
mm-hmm.
you know, and let God elevate me and move me forward, which he does.
You know, the thing that I'm learning as I've gotten younger, and that is trying to understand that God already knew 30 years ago how to put something in place today. And I guarantee you 30 years ago he gave you a snapshot of it and you just didn't catch it. Because God is not going to be out of order. He's going to let you know what's in your future to certain degrees. Now, he's not going to just take you from day one to 100,000 years out or whatever, something to that point. But
right.
He's going to give you enough time to realize and to understand how you can elevate and move towards certain goals.
Right.
And things, you know. And you kind of have to figure out what God is setting up. Like, when I look at my son now, I realize what God was doing 25, 26 years ago.
With you, right?
Yeah. And I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he was telling me then.
Wow.
That's how I know he does it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did for me. I'll say it like that.
Give a snapshot.
And so when he explained to me what my son was going to be like and what he wanted me to do in order to raise him and how he wanted me to be a part of his life, he told me then, he was telling me what kind of guy this son was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I see that guy, I get amazed when God had already told, I told you 25 years ago he was going to be like this.
Right.
And that he was going to have these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you see these gifts manifest, you know, I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, well, why are you tripping? I told you already. So the whole idea, I guess is what I'm saying, is people always say, you know, study to show thyself approved. Mm-hmm. They sound good. But you better know what you're studying too. Because you need to make sure that your studying is in line with what God is trying to teach you. Because you may pick something you want to study about and something you think is good.
Mm-hmm.
May not be on God's plan.
Because, oh, yeah.
And because he loves you and because he's your God, he'll work with you.
Oh, yeah. He
and
sure
he'll
will.
And beat you to death, too. Not to death, but he'll let it whoop you up.
Especially if you insist on having something or doing something he really does not want you to do. That's
well,
not in his
black,
will.
He just go ahead and get to you the first time. Now, if you're white, he might let Jesus, they all of them, they let you. Because, you know, when he was with Moses, them, he let them get away with all kinds of stuff. If them guys had been black, God would knock them down the first time. You don't think so?
Well, you know, he didn't let Moses go to the promised land, though.
Yeah, that's because he found out about his lineage. First, he thought Moses was white. He was going to let him through. And somewhere in there, he found it. He said, you know what, man? Him and Barack then was hanging out.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I don't think he was born in Egypt or Israel or wherever we from. He said, man, I think he's from that America place. Yeah. And then come to find out he was Negroid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mulatto.
Right.
From New Orleans.
New Orleans.
That's what I heard. I don't know what the truth is, you know, but I wasn't there.
Right.
Was you there?
I sure was not.
Now, was you there? Mm-mm. Then how do you know?
Only birth I witnessed was my own. And
well,
had no remembrance of it.
I didn't witness my own birth, but.
Well, you were there.
No.
Mm-mm. At your birth, you were there.
No. That I was reincarnated.
You was reincarnated.
Yeah, I didn't come through the same way.
Okay.
I'd have remembered it, and I don't have no memories of any of that or any of the documents that I have in my house.
Okay.
And Mike Pence them didn't. They didn't hide them. Okay. If y'all find, don't look for them. I don't have no documents in my house.
What do you think about the documents that Biden has?
I can't speak on nothing. I told him I wasn't going to say anything, and I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to stay true to my word. I don't know what to think about Biden and his allegedly documents.
Hiding stuff. Is it that important? I mean, that he has to hide it?
I have no recollection of documents from Biden or Hunter or the Hunters. None of them. Or Ivanka. I don't know none of them people. I never ran with them. But you know, like I was trying to explain about how God does things,
mm-hmm.
He already has all this set up. And you can kind of look at the pattern because you kind of see. First of all, we already know that you can't build a house on lies.
True.
So all that crap that they try to hide, always do what? They see God
come
tell
up.
You.
Yeah.
It comes to light.
Yes, it does.
So then once
it comes to light
and you got egg on your face, okay, I don't care why you got them at your house.
Right.
And you want to know something else too? They ain't talking about how they found out about them that much.
Right. That's true. How did they find out?
They already knew. I believe that. I think that the people that kind of ratted it out, the other side just dropped the bomb. These guys play games, man.
Yes, they do.
And you don't know who's doing what and why. These politicians, you can't trust these cats, man. Because they don't talk to us.
No.
When they have their private meetings, you don't know what they decide.
No, you don't.
And they got all the power.
Right.
And making all the money.
All the power and all the money.
And guess where they're getting it from?
Us.
I told I wasn't going to get started on nothing political.
But this is a new year. We have 340 days to go. We already know that people are dealing with health issues and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like panic and anxiety. Also, the government's supposed to be moving all the stops on COVID, like all the emergency standards, somewhat laws that they had laid down because of COVID, like the mask mandate and the help with the food stamps and help with doctors. And remember, they was giving people money to start businesses and things like that when COVID came in. Well, all that's getting ready to be diminished. So what would you say to people who have been depending on these government, I'm going to say, helping hands, not handouts, but helping hands?
My first thing is, how did you vote?
Oh, okay.
Because that's what it boils down to. If you voted for people that their only interest is to wreak havoc, or like, for instance, if I come to you and say, hey, man, look, don't take a donation from Harry over here. And I'm saying, yeah, but I need the donation. Well, don't worry about it. I'm going to get Slim to give you a donation. Now, if I don't know Slim, I may not want to take the money from him. But if I know Harry, I might want to take it. So you got to be careful is all I'm saying. And these guys, you don't know which way they're going.
Mm-mm.
Because you're not there when the deal is being done.
That's right.
And they're not going to tell you the truth.
Oh, no, of course not.
Nope. I don't know who got what and why, you know, but I can tell you this. There's some truth in some of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that stuff that dude knew about, some of it he may not have known.
Right.
But it should have been his job to know.
Of course.
Then they said they done found some in Pence's house. Mike Pence, they done turned him over. See what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I just was reading that this morning. I was also reading another article I was going to talk about, because I'm trying to figure out how I want to do this on my podcast. Because, do you know, I looked up this, I Googled this, do the Ukrainian refugees get any special help when they come over here to
mm-hmm.
America? First thing pops up is what Biden says. All of them can come over. Really? Y'all just turned away some Haitians just so many months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And that's nothing new.
No. They got a grudge with the Haitians, which I know from what has been said why they have the grudge to a degree. I don't understand it fully, but enough to realize that it's petty and that they owe in debt to the Haitians, because had not the Haitians gone through the war that they did and cleared the property that became 2/3 more from this country, that's when they was able to buy the rest of this country because of the Haitians. And here it is that these people can't even come into this country, but you let the Ukrainians come in, give them health care, give them a pension, give them SSI. They get, I got a list, but it's on my phone and I can't do it because I'm using my phone to stream.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole list of stuff that they have for these people. And explain to me the difference between the Ukrainians and the people that's in this country, that's been living in this country already, and the people of color that come to this country and can't stay in the country, but you welcome the Europeans all across the north part. See, they don't never talk about the north of the border.
Mm-hmm.
Never hear them talk about north of the border. You'll never hear them talk about who's sneaking through up there around Canada and all that
right
craziness and that foolishness up there. Because they don't look like us.
That's self-explanatory, right?
And you know, be pissed off, don't want to believe it, whatever.
Right.
I tell you what, anybody that think that I'm bullcrapping about that, try to tell me or anyone else how you would like to be treated the same way you know that people like me in this country get treated. Explain to me how you would say, oh, I'll take that, because you know you wouldn't want to. See, because you know that it's unfair. You know that. You don't want me to be, you don't want to be treated the way I get treated, but you get mad when I say something about it. Yeah, I'm going to say something about it. And I'm teaching everybody to say something about it. Because that's the problem. People don't talk about this stuff like they should. Mm-hmm. Let's don't talk about race. Yes, we better. We better get it straight.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's always out there.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always out there. I mean, absolutely. You can't get away from it. Even if you want it to, it's still out there.
It's race.
Crazy. Yes.
Listen. Anytime you can walk out your house on average, and you don't have to look to your left and your right, or your right, your left, whichever way, left and right, right, left. And you don't have to be concerned about somebody rolling up on you and shooting you, or accidentally, or that you get pulled over at the next stoplight by some fool that just happened to have a bad day. You know, if you don't have to never worry about that, then you got white privilege.
Big difference.
Heck of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people say, oh no, I ain't got that, you know?
Oh wow.
Let me tell you something. Anytime that you can call 911 and say that there's a black man that's watering flowers for a neighbor's house, and the police show up to investigate it.
Right.
Something's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You see how them five black police officers beat that black man to death?
Now, when was that? I may not have seen that.
This happened recently.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date because
this year or ended last year?
Just about. Now, you know what? Because they just went, they fired the guys,
mm-hmm.
and now they're waiting to determine what they're going to do with them, which is kind of confusing to me. So I'm not sure when it actually happened, because now that I'm thinking about it, and from the little bit that I've read, they're just catching up to how they want to deal with these guys, because at first, I don't even think they had pulled them in.
Probably not.
And then I think the sister of the guy that they beat ended up complaining and saying, this is what happened to this dude. And they ended up running it back, and it's that these cats. And then at first when I, because the first time I saw the story, they only showed the dude in the hospital all bruised up and dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, you know, the police did this to this guy. So you know what you think.
Right.
This black guy, and what's usually happened. But then they snuck them five black pictures out there a couple of days later. So that's why I don't know the exact timeline
right.
when that happened. And so I said, oh, okay, I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So you black police officers, all those other police officers that had all that problems, they are going to hang you guys. Oh, yeah, man. Because they haven't charged nobody with this dude's murder yet.
Mm.
Well, they hadn't last, I heard.
Right.
Yesterday. And the coroner is saying he died from all the contusions and being beat upside the head and stomped and all that crazy, stupid nonsense. But it's slowly changing. But look at all the people that then got hurt as a result of that.
Yes.
And see, and the thing is, people still, I don't believe it's happening. I don't think that's really going on. Okay? Well, I tell you what.
It's happening where it's happening.
If we were to put something on you cosmetically to make you look black, you wouldn't last 2 days in this country. Because your arrogance would make you think that you got privileges. Whereas when you black and you ride in this country, you know that you don't have privileges that they can't snatch from you in a moment's notice. If you don't feel like that, you got white privilege. Because I know when I go out of here and I see the police officer, if he pulls me over, listen at this. If the police officer pulls me over, I don't have no recourse. Who the hell do I call? And he don't have to treat me no kind of way good. And what's going to happen to him? If you don't have that to worry about, you got white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
If you never had this conversation with your black son, look, son, when you go outside, make sure that when you see the police officer, don't look them in the face and don't be, you know, walking all suspicious. If they pull you over, let them search your bag. All that stuff is illegal. But you got to teach your kids to lose their privilege and lose their right as a human being so that they don't lose their life. If you've never had that conversation with your son, you got white privilege.
We are out of time, Willie. Thank you so much for your time today and just sharing with us. And Happy New Year once again to you. And I sure will have you back many more times this year. I'm sure I will. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
And let me show my beautiful hosts before I go off. This is she right there.
Hey.
Wait a minute. There you go.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
You are so welcome. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio,